The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
And good morning and welcome again to Biz Talk with Score. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm going to be your host today. My co-host today is going to be Pat Loney. Pat's with Score. Pat, good to have you with us.
Glad to be here, Randy.
And Pat, you want to tell us a little bit about your background with Score, what you do and how you got involved with us?
Yeah, I heard about Score before. I actually retired a couple of years ago, and I heard about Score before that and was interested and decided to join as a mentor. My background primarily is in accounting and in banking, and so that's where I'm focusing my attention now with people that I'm working with.
Okay, so if you're looking for help in those areas, give us a call, and we'll see if we can hook you up with Pat and see if he can work with you.
Yeah.
Okay, be looking forward to it. Our regular co-host, Mr. Tony Bush, of course, is on the road again and will be for a few weeks, so we'll be looking forward to getting him back, I think, somewhere in about 4 or 5 weeks. But for now, we'll just keep going. We've got a good show planned for you today. Our guest today is going to be Sarah DeBruin. Sarah is with Legal Business Edge here in the Valley. And Sarah, welcome aboard. Glad to have you.
Very glad to be here. And I just have to say, Tony's really warm compared to we are right now.
Yeah, he's down on the Gulf Coast there somewhere having fun. But anyway, well, Sarah, now, in addition to being involved with Legal Business Edge, you're also involved with SCORE also.
I am, and I have been for several years, probably about 3-4 years. Mm-hmm. I've worked with people owning their own businesses, starting their own businesses, deciding what types of organizations they should form, helping them add employees, and looking at different legal issues that come up in their businesses, particularly my areas of expertise would be in intellectual property and business contracts, employment contracts, that sort of thing. I also do estate planning and real estate work, buying real estate, leasing real estate.
Okay. Why don't you just kind of fill us in a little bit about Legal Business Edge, what it's all about, where you're at, and how you got started in this area with that.
Sure. I went to law school in Ohio. I practiced for a very large firm in business litigation there for 9 years. Then I moved back to this area from which I grew up and was in-house general counsel for a manufacturing company locally for 10 years. When I decided, after having 6 children, I went out on my own. Uh-huh. I still wanted to practice law, and I began Legal Business Edge LLC in 2011. And since then, I've been a growing firm. I've hired employees, and we are very, very busy helping our clients right now.
Okay, and where are you located?
We are located on the north side of Appleton, 2631 North Mead Street, right south of Ballard Road, and we have a great, great accessible parking lot, and we are very close to many clients I have up in Green Bay, De Pere, Oshkosh, all over the valley.
Okay, and if somebody was trying to get in contact with you, how do they reach you?
Sure. You can look on my website at www.legalbusinessedge.com. My phone number is 920-991-0404.
Well, today normally we talk a lot about the different kinds of businesses that there are out there as far as the different structures. A lot of us are familiar with most of the basic ones, idea of a sole proprietor or partnership and so on, S-Corp, C-Corp, that type of thing. You work with all of those, right?
Absolutely. When I work with a new client, we look at what type of organization do you want to be and what are the advantages and disadvantages. You know, there's partnerships. Those are usually professionals like doctors or lawyers who come together in a partnership. Accountants is another one. There are limited liability companies, which are in Wisconsin are something like 97% of all new business startups are limited liability companies, 1-2 members, maybe more. And there's closed corporations for family businesses, S-Corps and C-Corps. And there are also other types of businesses that you can grow into. One of those I'd like to talk today about is a franchise business.
Okay, yeah, that is a very unique area. A lot of people hear about them and have interest in them. Why don't you start by kind of describing what is a franchise? What's that all about?
Well, a franchise is essentially, you think of them typically as a McDonald's or a hotel chain like Holiday Inn, Jiffy Lube, Hair Salon, Planet Fitness. Those are kind of the typical franchises you think about. A lot of restaurants are franchises, Red Robin, so many of them obviously are in the area. But a franchise really has three common elements, and these are defined by federal law and Wisconsin state law. The first one is that a franchise operates under the common name or a trademark or a brand of the franchisor, the business that is selling the franchise.
Okay.
And the franchisor has, number two, a significant amount of control over the operations of the franchisee. And that means they follow the same business model. They follow the same procedures for training their employees and management of their employees. And they have the same business structure, and they have the same financial accounting structures. Essentially, you're copying a successful business model. You're giving a business plan that has already proven to be a success for the franchisor. And then the third element is there are required payments under this agreement between the franchisor and a franchisee under the franchise agreement that go back to the franchisor, that compensate the franchisor. The whole concept of why you want to franchise your business is you're leveraging your brand by using other people's money to grow your own business. And the franchise gets paid back by a franchise fee from the franchisor. It might have, it usually almost always has royalties between 6 to 10% of gross revenues that are paid back to the franchise. And there are also requirements that the franchisee may perhaps have to buy products sold by the franchisor or equipment sold by the franchisor, and they have to have perhaps the same vendors as the franchisor.
So it sounds like there are some pretty good things about a franchise for both sides. For the franchisee, what are the really strong things that they get out of the deal? You mentioned them, I think, but just kind of go over one more time.
Sure, the franchisee, if you want to buy a franchise, you are going to have a successful business model. They're going to set you up for success. They're going to provide you advertising support, startup assistance. They're also going to give you the training manuals, how to train your employees, how to hire the right employees, and then they're going to have policies and procedures. They're going to give you your trade secrets. For instance, if you're a restaurant, you're going to be given the recipe for that pizza sauce that has made the franchise famous. Those are the advantages to a franchisee. They also are they're also given the opportunity to determine an area, assistance, you know, from the franchise itself on where that franchise thinks the franchisee will be successful. So there's assistance in selecting a site. So you're setting up this franchisee to be successful.
Okay, it's, and then the positive, as you said, for the franchisor, the person who's selling this franchise, comes out to be the income that he gets and the growth of his business.
It's speedy growth. It's the fastest way to grow your business.
Okay, so instead of me having to go out and start my own brick-and-mortar shop, train my own people and everything else, I just sell it to you and let you do
it. Yeah, and you also have a franchisee who's a motivated manager, who's motivated and incentivized because of the skin they have in the game to make their business successful. So the more successful the franchisee, the more successful the franchisor. And you're also reducing a lot of risk if you're the franchisor, because the franchisee is an independent business. Okay. It hires its own employees. It buys its own insurance. It's responsible for general liability insurance and commercial insurance and all of that. It doesn't take on the risk of unemployment or disabled employees. You're a separate, complete business if you are a franchisee. And those risks are are not borne by the franchisor.
Okay, it sounds like, though, some of this comes in a pretty big package that somebody's got to read and understand. How do you
sure,
do that?
Sure. There are FTC rules. That's the Federal Trade Commission rules that has 23 points of disclosure that a franchise who's selling a franchise to a franchisee has to disclose. Much of it has to do with financial disclosures, the success of their business models, the operational models, the training models. All of that needs to be disclosed and given to a potential franchisee at least 14 days before any franchise documents can be signed. And there are very specific rules that need to go step by step by step. So the franchisor creates a franchise agreement, and the franchisee has this opportunity to review it. And the idea of 14 days, of course, is a minimum to go and get a good lawyer to help you review it.
Okay.
And franchisees should know that all franchise agreements are written one-sided to protect the franchisor.
Okay.
But the laws that are in place under the Federal Trade Commission and in Wisconsin, franchises are subject to the Wisconsin Fair Dealership Act, among other protection protections for businesses. The laws support the franchisee. So you really need to know how to, as a franchisee, to maybe shift some of the risk back to the franchisor. Right. And for that, you're going to need a good lawyer again to take it from your side.
So these packages are totally negotiable or should be, correct?
To a certain degree.
Yeah, okay.
To a certain degree, depending on how strong the franchisor is.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
okay.
McDonald's is going to pretty much dictate everything.
Okay.
Sarah, this isn't something that a franchisee should take lightly, is it?
Absolutely. It's a very serious commitment. While you think it's a great opportunity, because it is, in many ways it is. It's a low cost way to get into a business that you know is most likely going to be successful. But you still need to have a lawyer take a look at the risks, read the franchise documents, look at the financials, do your due diligence, talk to other franchisees in other areas. Those are things a potential franchisee should do. You need to do due diligence just like you would in opening up your own business. Who are your competitors?
You also have to realize you're going to give up some control, too.
Right. You don't get to go choose the cheaper vendor. The franchisor is going to determine perhaps who you buy your products from that you sell.
Or advertising.
Advertising, right. But then again, the advantage on that is the franchisee gets the advertising and the promotional packages from the franchisor. You don't come up with your own necessarily. Mm-hmm. You're using the franchisor's model of advertising.
There's a lot that goes into this.
Oh, sure. There's a lot of review.
Yeah. We're talking today with Sarah DeBruin from Legal Business Edge about franchises and all that type of in business model. If you have any questions for us, I remind you, please give us a call, 281-1150 here in Appleton, or at 866-887-1150. We'd ask you to give us a call, ask any questions about this or any other legal questions you might have that we can answer, and I'll be happy to help you with them. You're listening to Biz Talk with Score here on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM, and we'll be back right after the break.
At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts and Hayling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
And welcome back once again to Biz Talk with Score. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today, along with Pat Loney from the Score chapter. And we are talking to Sarah DeBruin from Legal Business Edge here in the Valley, talking about franchising. We're going to get back to that in just a minute. But first, just like to take a minute or two to tell you a little bit about the Score chapter here in Appleton and what Score is all about. Score has been in the Fox Cities here for over 40 years. We are made up of all volunteers who help small businesses succeed. That's our primary goal. We have about 50 members here in Appleton. We are located out of the Fox Cities Chamber Building in Appleton, but we service 8 counties all the way down through Fond du Lac, Green Lake, Washera, Marquette counties, also around the lake on Calumet. So if you're in that area and are thinking about starting a business, need help in any area as far as expertise, that can be anything from the legal material we're talking about today to financing, intellectual property, IT, things like marketing. Also, just give Tony a plug. I have to talk about cash flow, also all your financial things. We have experts in every one of these areas in all of these fields. In addition to the local chapters here, we have 7 chapters throughout the state of Wisconsin, so that if you are located outside of our area, there are other chapters available. And in addition to that, we also have about 400 chapters nationally with a little over 11,000 members out there, again, all volunteers. So if we don't have the expertise or are looking for somebody with some specialized information and so on, we can go out and find that person on a national basis. You can also find that kind of help on the SCORE website, that's score.org. But also, if you're looking to meet with a SCORE mentor, the easiest way is to go out to foxcities.score.org. Go in where it says request help. And you can register. I have to warn you a little bit. We have snowbirds. And so we don't have everybody here in town right away. We may take a day or two to get back to you. But as soon as you register, we will get back to you, have somebody contact you, and set up an appointment so that we can get you started in your business and get you all of the help that you're looking for. So remember, foxcities.score.org for all the help you need to start your business, to get you going, and to be able to help you succeed. And again, as I said, part of the people we have here, Pat is one of our SCORE mentors, and of course Sarah is one of our mentors. So Sarah, we've been talking a little bit now about the franchising situation. There's goods and bads on this thing, pluses and minuses. You want to kind of recap a little bit where we're at with this, and then as we go along, we'll look at some of the other things that are important about franchises.
Sure. Yeah, what it really boils down to is the advantages to a franchisor are disadvantages to the franchisee.
Okay.
And when we use those terms, franchisor is the business that sells the franchise. Okay. Franchisee is the business that buys it.
Okay.
The advantages to a franchisor is that you're avoiding all that employee liability.
Okay.
The franchisee is a separate entity and has to take on that employee liability, as well as other commercial liability, workers' comp liability. It also has contractual liabilities that the franchisor does not undertake. For instance, it leases property to open up the store, and it has to guarantee those leases, and it has to fulfill those lease requirements. A franchisor, on the other hand, one of the disadvantages that we didn't mention before is they're under the constant threat of litigation because it's their brand at stake. And that's why most of the franchise agreements are written very carefully to shift almost all of the risk for that litigation down to the franchisee level. And that's why franchisees, again, that's a disadvantage to the franchisee, but that's why they need a good lawyer to go over that agreement and make sure perhaps there could be ways to avoid some of those risks.
Okay, so you're looking at that. Are there ways out there that I can look at to try and decide this franchise or that franchise where I can find information about that?
Right. You can Google franchises under $50,000, for instance. There are organizations. There's one called iFranchise, or I think it's called America's Greatest Franchises. There are business organizations that are franchise organizations that help franchisees guide them through the process, but that doesn't replace the necessity for a lawyer.
Well, again, you have to remember that those information sources are working for the franchisor, the person selling it. So start with that attitude and understand what you're walking into.
Sure.
Okay, what about other franchisees, people who bought franchises? Are they a good source of information?
Oh, absolutely. And the franchisor has an obligation to disclose as part of under federal law how different franchisees are financially succeeding.
Mm-hmm.
So they will have to make those disclosures, and typically they cover the last 2 to 3 years before you enter a new franchise agreement. They have to disclose the success and the business numbers of related franchisees. And they're also, it's a good source. You can feel free to contact them directly
and
talk about their hurdles.
You have a support group.
Right.
Then. Wonderful.
Right.
Great way to get that started.
Right.
Okay. And so that's, look into that. As the franchisee, what are my benefits? How do I win?
You win by getting a successful business model.
Okay.
And you win by getting all the support, the marketing support, the training support, the assistance in startup, all of that. You get a model that's guaranteed if you follow it, you're going to be pretty successful.
Okay. So, again, following what they've done,
right.
Learning. Okay. Okay. I think we have a caller on the line right now with a question. Tony, are you out there? Hello, Tony. Are you there?
Hello, Randy.
Yeah.
Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, Tony.
I'm down in Florida, and I'm listening to the show. You're talking about franchising. It's a great topic. You're doing a great job, Sarah.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Question for you. I tuned in late. I don't know if you covered it, but does Wisconsin do anything to help protect franchisees in that big, mad world of franchises out there?
Yeah. It's interesting you asked. Wisconsin is, I think, one of 14 states that requires franchises to be registered. And there's downsides for that because you pay franchise taxes. But the benefits are that if you are a registered franchise, you're also covered by Wisconsin Fair Dealership laws that have a lot of protections for franchises. For instance, you know, the steps that the franchisor needs to take in order to close a franchise or cut off a franchise or terminate a franchise. So, yes, there are benefits definitely to be a franchise in Wisconsin. There are franchise laws and the Wisconsin Fair Dealership laws that protect you.
And that's good because I think in the greater part of things, the consumer who wants to start a business is protected because Wisconsin vets those franchisors. Doesn't let anybody in the state come in and do business.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's great.
They're going to make sure all the rules are followed, definitely.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Sarah.
Okay, yeah,
well,
thanks for calling.
Yeah, Tony, good to hear from you, and we'll look forward to you eventually making your way back up to the North Country. It's only below zero again up here, so you're really looking forward to having you come back.
Sunny and 50. Catch you later.
That's too bad. Yep,
have a good
day. Okay, thank you, Tony. Anyway, that was, as you could tell, our friend Tony Bush, who's down in Florida right now. With that, I'm going to take a quick break here, and we will be back. You're listening to Biz Talk with Score. We will be back in just a moment on WHBY 1150 and 103.5 FM.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
And welcome back again to Biz Talk with SCORE. I'm Randy Melzer, your host today. With me today is Pat Loney from SCORE, who's going to be working with us. And Pat, I talked a little bit about what SCORE is doing in the Valley right now. The other side of it beyond the mentoring, of course, is we have a number of different educational programs and so on. You want to fill us in on some of the stuff that's coming up?
I do. We've got a couple of two for sure that we want to talk about right now. One of them is QuickBooks. If you're looking, if you've got somebody in your organization, you'd like to get trained a little bit better on QuickBooks, or maybe it's a business you have yourself. We've got classes coming up the four Wednesday evenings in February. They're going to be at New Horizons on the west side of Appleton. I'm going to be one of the two people that's going to be teaching it, so whether that matters or not, but it's $100 for the four sessions. You can go, you can attend just one session if you choose. That's $35, and it's going to be on how to set up a company, how to do receivables, collect money, how to pay money, and then the last session is going to be on reconciling bank statements and also reporting. So pointed at people who are starting out with QuickBooks and maybe want to get their business a little bit better organized. The second one is a strategy for small business or nonprofits, and that is going to be on Tuesday, March 13th, and that's going to be at the SCORE offices downtown, 6 to 8 p.m., and that's for people, small businesses, again, that are looking to try and get a handle on where they want to take their business in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, that kind of thing, and how you go about conducting that. If you want information on both of these, the place to go is foxcities.score.org. You can get more detail on both of those, and you can sign up for both of those.
Okay, and I remind everybody to go out to the foxcities.score.org website. Keep an eye on that because there are no more programs that are coming up. Also, we have a lot of webinars that are available through the national program that you can take on your own. They're excellent programs for you.
There is a lot of education out on that website for almost anything business, small business related that you'd be interested in.
Okay, well, we look forward to having people get in contact. And again, foxcities.score.org, those two programs coming up. And, yeah, as far as having Pat do as a teaching, of course, you have your own you are a CPA.
I am a CPA.
Also, so fully qualified. That's one of the things we always make sure that we have top qualified people teaching these courses. So take advantage of it. Okay, wonderful. Well, with that all said, I'm going to take a few minutes now and talk again with Sarah a little bit about franchises, some of the things that are good and bad, some of the things you need to know about them. Sarah, why don't you just keep going from where we were there?
Yeah, sure. I think there are a lot of really good reasons why people want a franchise. And one is, like I said, to grow your business exponentially, faster than you could if you just opened your own store. But the downside and the pitfalls to some of that for the franchise, for the franchisor, is that if you went out and opened your own business and operated it, you're going to make a lot more money than just selling a franchise. You're going to, if you create a franchise, you're going to, off your first franchise, you're making a fraction of the money that you would as if you were operating and opening a second location by yourself. But then the advantage comes into play when you are using someone else's money and you get more franchises down the road, and pretty soon you have three or four, and every one of those franchisees has used their own money, but they're growing your brand, and you are getting money in return from those businesses.
The term I used before about that is the idea of annuitizing your idea and annuitizing your business model. So that you actually, it keeps paying without you having to actually go through the sweat and tears of having to actually run each one.
Correct.
Of the businesses.
That's the managers of the franchisee's job. And, you know, I have to back up and say that, you know, the mechanism by which you start a franchise is through licensing your brand and your trademarks and your trade secrets. And that is a pitfall that can befall people who just go out and license their trademark for someone else to use and run a business. For instance, you want to perhaps begin another business so that your son can have or your daughter can have a business to inherit and to run on their own, and you're going to have them use your name and your trademark and your procedures and your policies, but you're not doing it under the franchise laws. You don't have a franchise agreement.
Okay.
That's what is called an accidental franchise. Mm-hmm. Those are often created without knowing it when you go ahead and you license your intellectual property, like your trademark and your name, mm-hmm. to someone else to run under a business under the same name. And
what kind of risks can you end up taking under that?
The risks are that you don't have a registered franchise, and if the state of Wisconsin, they'll find out when you file tax returns, mm-hmm. and all that sort of thing. They will find out, and there are significant legal penalties, including the fact that you haven't paid franchise taxes. You're going to have back taxes, penalties, late fees, mm-hmm. as well as federal law provides a lot of penalties if you're not following those rules.
And these are the taxes that are paid by the franchisor, the person.
Right.
Selling.
Those are the pitfalls for the franchisor. Okay. You need to be really careful. You just don't go out and license your name and let someone mm-hmm. run a business like yours.
You touched on a little bit of that with the IP, what they call the intellectual property situation.
Sure.
All of those things that are involved in that kind of a license.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, you'd license your trademark or your trade secret recipes, mm-hmm. or some of your copyrightable training manuals, that sort of thing. That's mm-hmm. those are the things that you're licensing someone else to use.
Okay. So, but on the other side, of course, for the person who's buying the franchise, we hear a lot of nightmare stories about that also, where people who haven't done their due diligence, one of the biggest questions always that comes up is the territories, what's locked, what's not, where you can sell, who can move in next to you. How do you check with all that type of stuff? How does that all work into the process?
Yeah, well, I think Pat brought up a really good point while we were talking during the break, is how long does it take for mm-hmm. a franchisee to investigate a potential franchise and to see if they want to get into that business.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good low-cost way of getting into a business, but there are a lot of pitfalls for that. And the things you need to do is it takes time to do due diligence. You need to have an accountant looking at the disclosures that a franchise is making. They're making these complicated financial disclosures, and you need to have perhaps an accountant or somebody like Pat from SCORE mm-hmm. sit down with you and analyze all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You need an attorney to look at the franchise agreement through and through to see what risks you're going to take on. The other thing is you need a loan. And SBA,
there's an interesting point. Yeah.
SBA can give you a loan to start a franchise, but you all know, and maybe most of our SCORE listeners know, SBA loans take a minimum of 6 months or more maybe to get. And, you know, you may know better than I, but it doesn't happen overnight.
Well, yeah, they have shortened up a lot of the things on it when you have the preferred lenders and so on out there, so it doesn't take as long as it used to. But, again, when you're dealing with something like a franchise, it's a little bit different than the regular lending packages. So, yeah,
sure.
There's a lot more that people have to get involved in. You know, as far
right.
as understanding all of that. And but, yeah, the SBA does have a lot of good packages available for people on that. Pat, you used to work with that.
Yeah, I did. And I think another thing to point out here is mistakes are costly. So if you make a mistake, it's going to tie up a lot of your time and a lot of your money, and you're probably going to have to hire professionals to get yourself back out of that.
Sure.
So you might as well do it right up front.
Yeah, pay up front because it's a lot more expensive later to fix a problem, unfortunately. And I actually did have a case of an accidental franchise this year that we've worked through it. But if someone had come to me, that my client had come to me before they signed that particular partnership agreement, which licensed her trademarks and her trade secrets,
mm-hmm.
and I had read that, I would have said, no, you can't do that. You need a franchise agreement, not a partnership agreement.
Okay.
And so you have to do also, I think, as a franchisee, your due diligence. Who are your competitors in the area? And like you said, how many other franchises of the same franchisor are in your area, and what are their territories, mm-hmm. and what territory do you get to cover? Because those would be outlined in the franchise agreement.
Yeah, and that's an important thing to protect, because you don't want to have, a Jimmy John's opening up right across the road from you when you pay this kind of money to be involved in it.
Right. And I think that is protected, but you are protected a little bit under the franchise agreement because the franchisor is incentivized to make you successful, so they're not going to want two competing stores across the street from each other. But the one thing I do know about some of those places like Jimmy John's or Domino's that delivers and they make those delivery promises, your pizza's going to be hot or we're freaky fast, delivery in 5 minutes. They have very, very small territories in which they permit their franchisees to operate. So there is room in a marketplace, for instance, like Appleton, where there might be one or two Jimmy John's, to have another Jimmy John's. And you're not necessarily at risk because of that. The market's going to be there because of the limitations on each franchisee.
One of the other questions that comes up is how important is the strength of that franchisor, the company that you're buying this franchise from, as far as their economic strength? Can you, first of all, check that out, see how it's all about, and then how important is it to you as a franchisee? Because we said we were buying all this material and so on.
Right.
So how does this all play
out? Well, that's very important. Those are the FTC rules that require all those disclosures about the health of the financial aspects of the franchise itself, of the corporate franchise.
Right.
That's what you're talking about. Those disclosures have to be made under Wisconsin and federal laws. And it's very important because if your franchisor is not a healthy franchisor, you're not going to succeed because they may be requiring you to buy their products. And if the franchisor isn't healthy, I know, Randy, you talked on break about a franchise that the franchisor failed and a successful franchisee suddenly had nowhere to buy their products.
Right. Yeah. You're tied in and that's the exclusivity of the product.
Right.
And if there's nobody else out there selling it and the company that you bought it from goes bust.
Sure.
And that did happen here. Well, a very small organization, but an excellent sandwich company that was doing great. And 6 weeks later they were gone because of the fact they couldn't keep buying the same materials anymore. But, you know, somebody somewhere didn't see the handwriting on the wall, so to speak, on that one. Again, that would be the attorney helping you do that, your accountant helping you do that. That's who you would turn to for that kind of information?
And also the franchise itself has the duty under the law to keep giving you those financial numbers and the disclosures have to keep being made on a regular basis.
Okay.
But that means you have a requirement as a franchisee to actually look at that material and do something with it.
Learn from it. Yep. Look at it. Review it. Do your due diligence. If you see something that doesn't look right or you're having problems operating with your franchisor, go investigate. Get a lawyer to look at it. Get an accountant. Get help from SCORE to look at that.
These people are helping you as a franchisee or a franchisor, but you need people on your side that are going to be helping you.
Right, right. The franchise is looking out for itself.
It is.
Okay.
But yet they are motivated to have you be successful because that's how they get paid. So it's a dichotomy of this side has the advantage, this side has a disadvantage, but there is a coexisting relationship where you are both incentivized to be a successful business.
You do end up though somewhere along the line starting from let the buyer beware a little bit more in a franchise situation because there is that risk.
Sure. But if you're a new business owner, a franchise is a great way to start owning your own business because you have a successful plan.
What about the idea of brokers? You hear about these out there, that there are franchise brokers. Have you any experience or any advice on those?
Yeah, there are brokers that will sell you, help you, you know, buy into a franchise. I don't have a lot of experience dealing with those brokers. I have more experience dealing with the entities that represent franchisees that help them learn more about their franchise business and look at their competitors and look at how unique the franchise is. And if you are a business who wants to create a franchise, you want to look at, okay, I'm not just going to copy my successful competitor. You want to look at, how am I different from my competitor? And what makes me stand out, and what makes my franchise or my business franchisable and more attractive than a local competitor?
Okay. And so, you know, we're still back to the same thing. Do your homework, do your homework, do your homework. And have,
right.
And have a good team working with you.
Right. And I do know that, you know, we mentioned SBA loans before. There are lenders who are very helpful. They know the franchises that are successful because they've been dealing with loans that help franchisees buy a franchise. So your lender is a good resource.
Okay. And again, too, they are the ones who make the decision on most of the
sure.
SBA lending. So, yeah, working as a team there, again, you have to get back to that. Okay. Again, we might have time for any quick questions towards the end here yet. If you are interested in giving us a call, the number here is 281-1150 or for long distance, 866-887-1150. We're going to take our last quick break here and be back. We're talking with Sarah DeBruin from the Legal Business Edge about franchising today. So we'll be back shortly. You're listening to Biz Talk with Score here on 1150 WHBY 103 and 103.5 FM.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts and Haling, personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You found the new house you love.
Oh, this place is amazing.
So, what do you do next? Come to Fox. It's the first step towards your new home happy dance.
Oh, yeah, this house is ours.
Yes.
Get the best loan rates, local servicing, and step-by-step home buying assistance from the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. With Fox, you can get more home with lower payments, faster loan payoff with bi-weekly payment options, and help from local experts who are as excited as you are to help you get the home of your dreams.
Guess what? You got the loan.
And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Talk to Fox and do your new home happy dance.
See how Fox can help you with 22 locations and loan experts that make it easy.
Equal housing opportunity lender. Apply online today. Visit foxcu.org.
Fox Communities.
Okay, and again, welcome back to Biz Talk with Score. My name is Randy Melzer, and my co-host is Pat Loney from Score, and we have been talking with Sarah DeBruin from Business Legal Edge here in the Fox Cities about franchising, which is a very, very fascinating way to get into business. A lot of interesting things about it. If people are more interested in finding out some more details, Sarah, how do they get in contact with you? Where should they reach you?
Sure, my business is Legal Business Edge, LLC. You can go to www.legalbusinessedge.com. My phone number in Appleton is 920-991-0404, and I'm located on the north side of town on Mead Street, just south of Northland Avenue.
Okay, well, I want to just also take a minute here and say, first of all, thank you for being one of our sponsors. We really do appreciate your help in making the show a possibility here. And I also do need to mention a couple of the other sponsors that we have who help us out every week. Thank you very much to the Fox Communities Credit Union. They handle a lot of business lending and business products for those of you who are starting out. Also, Alberts and Haling CPAs, if you're looking for help in the area of putting together your financial and your accounting work, Alberts and Haling is an excellent small business CPA firm here to help you. In addition, we also want to thank you to the Candeo marketing people. They're the ones who helped us put together the BizTalk with Score website. Reminder there, too, if you want to listen to this program or any of the other programs we have archived out there, they put that together, and we have about 5 years of archives out. So go on out to the BizTalkWithScore.com website. And again, thank you to Candeo Marketing. Also, we want to thank you very much to the Business News, excellent publication here in Northeast Wisconsin. It's $20 a year, and the paper covers all of the business activities throughout the Northeast Wisconsin area, so we recommend it very, very highly for a way for you as a small business to stay in touch with what's going on. And also, we want to mention the Wisconsin Business Development, WBD. They are an excellent source of SBA lending, so for those of you who are looking for especially 504 programs with SBA, and we'll have them on and talk about the different types, but they are specialists in the 504 lending field and excellent people to work with when it comes to SBA. So thank you again to all of our sponsors. That's the reason we're able to have this program on and the reason we're also able to help you with Score. So thank you to them. Okay, well, moving along, we're just about to the point here to kind of clean up a few things to make sure we finish all the points and dot all the T's and I's. And, of course, working with an attorney, I have to make sure we do that. So, Sarah, you want to just kind of close it out here? Tell us, you know, things to be careful of and what you should know about this franchising concept.
Sure. I think the point to emphasize, again, is that if it looks like a franchise, if it acts like a franchise, it is a franchise. So you need to be governed. You need to make sure you're complying with Wisconsin registration laws as well as the Federal Trade Commission laws. That's very important. But one thing we didn't mention, you know, we said McDonald's, oh, it costs $1 million minimum for the franchise fee. The average cost of entering into a franchise, surprisingly, is anywhere from $30,000 to $50,000. It's not a huge outlay.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the businesses, you might be surprised, are businesses like lawn care, gravesite care. You know, your grandmother may be buried in a state you don't live in, but you want your mother or your parents' gravesites to be cared for. There are franchises like that.
Okay.
Pet removal waste is another one.
Yeah.
You know, poopy duty or whatever. there is one called that, Poop 911 or Pet Butler.
Okay.
If you're already in the business of grooming pets and boarding pets, it's a good way to expand your business, you know, to get into that part of the business.
But yeah, a quick reminder, though, on that is that $30,000 or $50,000 gets you the franchise, gets you
agreement.
The rights
and all of
that type of thing, but you still have a lot of the general overhead that you're going to have as a small business to get started.
Right.
So it doesn't mean, yay, for $30,000 I can get into this thing. There's still a lot of other things that you have to be aware of.
Sure, and your ongoing payments back to the franchisor.
Right. So yeah, make sure you put all that into your budget and know where you're headed.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
So who do we need to have help us so we understand if I want to get into a franchise? Who do I have to talk to?
Call Score. Call a lawyer. Your accountant.
Okay.
So you can review the due diligence, the disclosure, the required disclosures from the franchisor.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance agents. I mean, it's the same people you would want to use as if you were just starting your business from scratch.
And on the other side of it, if I'm interested in franchising my business, who do I talk to?
Well, you can talk to me. You can talk to a really good franchise lawyer.
Okay, somebody who really understands the P's and Q's.
Right.
Okay.
Excellent.
There's a lot of thought that goes into starting any business, including a franchise.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. It's a lot of thought, a lot of due diligence, a lot of hard looking at what your competition is. It's the same as if you're starting, you know, your own business, I think.
Okay. So, Sarah, we try to wrap up the show with a biz tip from our guest each week, and we'd like to ask you what your tip is for this week.
Sure. I might have already said it, but look into your competition, do your homework from the franchisor, make sure you review all the disclosures from the franchisor very carefully before you enter a franchisee, and get the right advisors.
Okay, and when we want to ask you for more details, where do we call you?
920-991-0404, Legal Business Edge, LLC.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Sarah, for being with us today. Pat, also for helping out today. You're listening to the Biz Talk with SCORE radio program here. We're on also rebroadcast at 4 o'clock this afternoon if you want to listen in or miss something. And then also you can, of course, always go out to our website. That would be the Biz Talk with score.com website and listen to any of the programs that you have interest in. So again, we want to thank you very much. We'll be looking forward to you. Okay. I just got a highlight here. There is a NFL playoff game today. So no, we will not be rebroadcast at 4 o'clock. So you're going to have to go out to the website to pick up the broadcast and see if there's anything you missed. But with that said, I want to say thank you again for joining us. Look forward to seeing you again next week on Biz Talk with SCORE here on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.